Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The names of many of these kings flash by in a blur. We hope there won't be an exam at the end. Now we read about, quote, Azariah, king of Judah, 2 Kings 15:1, and, quote, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, who reigned over Israel in Samaria, verse 8. We might know the first king by his other name, Uzziah, perhaps used to distinguish him from the high priest, 2 Chronicles 26:17. Although he reigned well for 42 years before a serious failure, unfortunately, he's best remembered for Isaiah's words, quote, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the books of the kings, we read the immediate cause of that death. Quote, He was a leper. 2 Kings 15:5. But why a leper? Was it a random accident? No. There was an agent cause. Quote, The Lord struck the king so that he was a leper. But why was he stricken? He's generally considered a good king. Quote, He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, verse 3, with that chronic, except the high places, offense, verse 4. But the ultimate cause of his leprosy is not recorded here. The answer to that question will be one of many motivators to read the Chronicles. Because of his leprosy and the forced isolation, his son Jotham was co-regent for the last 10 years. So in the south, a good king was severely chastened by the Lord. But in the north, God's time of long suffering for Jehu's house had expired. Quote, Shallum the son of Jabesh conspired against Zechariah and killed him in front of the people. Verse 10. God had told Jehu, quote, Your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. And so it was. Verse 12. After Jehu was Jehoahaz, Joash, and Jeroboam too. Then Zechariah lasted only 6 months. Thus concludes the verse, And so it was. And so God's word always is.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.